Hi, good evening. My name is Alex from UOB. Maybe we can get a picture of the level of write-offs, restructuring, and so on. Thank you.
Just to clarify, you needed some background information on write-offs and restructuring, right?
Yes, upgrades, downgrades, the general picture of the NPL situation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think we have detailed numbers here, but anyway, I guess we published them somewhere. let's start with write-offs first. Write-offs normally will happen in the retail portfolio, which are formula-based. So if you look at our unsecured, which is mostly retail, it will all be written off at 180 degrees, 180 days past due. If you look at our secured, which is a mass market, the write-offs are at 360 days. Over the last quarter, write-offs have increased over quarter two, but I would say mostly in the mass market area, not really so much in the rest. We've seen adverse movements also in the unsecured loans part of the business, which is consumer. But it's a very small portfolio, about 1.5 trillion. We're not too worried about that. And in particular segments, not really across board in that sense. Rest of them, the corporate commercial, there are no write-offs as such. We take provisions as and when they are needed. In terms of restructurings have increased only in the commercial and wholesale part of the business. But I don't think we are anywhere close to the statutory requirements of restructuring and NPL being close to more than 5%. So in that sense, it's pretty this. Having said that, I would say restructurings will happen. It will happen largely in the wholesale segment. And again, within that, I would say mostly in the coal, mining, mineral-related areas, because we feel that's the one still under stress as of this minute. In the consumer and the rest of the retail, restructurings are very rare. It's very tightly monitored in that sense. So if I were to state again, write-offs have increased, largely in the mass market and unsecured areas. We feel quarter four should not be much worse than what we've seen quarter three. If all remains well, then it should start to trend down in 2016. But that yet remains to be seen based on the Fed rates, et cetera, et cetera. Restructuring, yes, increasing, but we feel quite in line with the industry, if not better. I won't say it's any significantly more.
You have any more questions?
If I may add,
yeah.
to Alu, I think overall, looking at this year, we might, in the Q4, we might take, I think, further on the provisioning, but still within in line the accounting standard, due to, I think, expectation, some declining in some customers.
Questions?